Here in Chattanooga, the performers of the Pop-Up Project are known for their immersive events and site-specific films that tell the stories of our community. While they have had to adjust during this pandemic, their art moves forward. Maddie Waters Cofield and Jules Downham are the co-founders and co-directors of the Pop-Up Project and the co-directors of the upcoming film, The Light We Share. Maddie, Jules, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us more about the Pop-Up Project.
The Pop-Up Project is a nonprofit production and dance company based in Chattanooga. And we founded this organization in 2016. We had both just come back from opposite coasts. I lived in California and Maddie in New York. And we came back to Chattanooga and we're looking for dance opportunities in town.
To kind of start to create opportunities for ourselves and our area's artists, we decided to start popping up around town and create site-specific dance pieces in collaboration with local musicians and a local cinematographer, Tim Cofield, and post the material for free online to start building an audience and to show our community what professional dancers that live here and start to say, hey, we're here. Check out our work.
And it's not only about building an audience, it's about building community.
Our organization is based on collaboration. We have collaborated with over 100 plus artists, probably close to 200 in the last 3 years. We realize that we are not the experts at everything. We want to bring the experts to the table and create something that's unique and specific to our area sometimes, or specific to a certain story of someone in our area. And we collaborate with visual artists, spoken word artists, musicians, makeup and hair, wardrobe, dancers, actors, musicians, to create a unique art piece.
What are some of the performances that have really stood out in the past few years?
Like Maddie mentioned, a lot of what we do has started with film, and that is because when we wanted to build an audience, we realized that we needed to meet people where they were, which was on their computers, on their phones, with their bathrobes on, drinking their coffee on a Sunday morning. We wanted to start there. And so we started with film and some of our most memorable early films. One we did in an abandoned warehouse where we brought actually dancers in from all over the country and they came to Chattanooga and we put on a show and a party that was filmed in 2019. Our two dance films that we've done with Ballet Tennessee and their Dance Alive program, which included 70 children, those have been very memorable. Those are all films, all the things that I mentioned. Our live shows, we want to include artist collaborators, but we also want to include the audience. And so we try to do everything immersive and we want them to participate. Two things come to mind for me. And one was an early show we did at the Hunter Museum, where that was a comedy show. It was inspired by Wayne White when his exhibit was in town and we were bearded ladies and we had the judges going through the audience and the audience members ended up grabbing prop sets and dancing with them. We always want to make everybody part of the process. And then the other is a show we put on at the Alstom facility in collaboration with SoundCore in 2019, and Urban Story Ventures let us take over their huge warehouse, Big Blue Bays at Alstom, and we had an immersive art event with about 40 artists participating.
That event in particular sold out within the first week or two. We had nearly 1,000 audience members, and it was a one-time only event.
And all of this, of course, took place before the pandemic. How did the Pop-Up Project adjust throughout 2020?
Just to give you a little bit of context, we had been raising funds to have a 7-week immersive art event that included around 50 artists, where the audience would walk through installations and see live performances, interact with those installations, have music, have a party afterwards. We were just so close, just a day before signing that lease. And then the global pandemic was announced and we went in lockdown. After many sleepless nights and about a month or two of just sitting with it and trying to figure out how to move forward, we realized that this was not going to be over anytime soon. So we said, what do we have? We have some funds that we've raised. We have the artists that we can work with, and we can do this in a controlled environment if it's film. We can still create. We can work with installation artists, spoken word, and dancers. And we actually had a dancer approach us and said, I have a story. I want to tell a story. Will you help me? And that just kind of snowballed into what is now called The Light We Share, which is a full-length dance film. We started filming in about September of 2020.
One of the reasons we chose to move forward, because when we were trying to decide what to do, it was like, do we wait? Do we just hold this money? You know, as an arts organization, you get that big gift to you to make your dream come true. It's like, should you hold it and wait until this passes and then fulfill your dream? But our mission is to create fair wage opportunities for artists. And we do it around these large scale events that bring artists together and large scale productions to work on things together. But we also want to pay them fair and one day living wages. And we realized that the arts sector is one of the hardest hit economically from the pandemic. It's just been devastating to professional artists throughout the country. And so we knew we had to use those resources and we needed to do it in the way we do, collaboratively and putting something really big and beautiful together. That was all part of the decision making into moving forward with film.
There's an emphasis with this film, but also with the mission of the pop-up project as a whole on diversity, on social justice.
Yeah. So after one of our artists approached us, he said, I want to tell my story of what it's like to be a big Black man living in our town. And we opened it up to our core team and said, does anybody else have a story they want to tell? And one of them is about reconciliation with his father. One is about her and her very kind of new partner dealing with this pandemic. One is about a sister who is dealing with a brother with a lot of mental health issues. Another one is about immigration and being separated from his mother for 7 years. These are all very personal stories that have happened to these dancers. And we worked with them each individually on how can we tell this story through dance and through music and through film. That's how the process began.
You're absolutely correct to say that there is something about this film and our past films and our organization in general that has a social justice lens. And I think we don't necessarily go out and seek social justice stories, but we go out to seek stories in our dance community, in our community in general. And we try to tell that story as authentically as possible from the viewpoint of the person we're hearing this story from. And if you're telling stories from humans and communities that are diverse, you're automatically going to get a social justice lens if you tell it authentically.
And then what challenges have you had in making this film during this pandemic?
We've, you know, had to cancel when numbers have spiked. We've lost, you know, some of the locations that we were going to film at. We worked with Ricardo over at Howard High School, but they had to shut their doors. We were shooting in their auditorium. So maneuvering around that and making sure that our artists are safe, that we're remembering to get rapid tested, to wear our mask, to socially distance, and then also just having to reschedule, that's been pretty difficult to work around, but we've managed.
Yeah, I think space access has been huge. We lost our rehearsal space early because we were working with a theater center and they needed to get stricter on their numbers through the door right at the time we were having more dancers come in. A lot of stuff shifted to outdoors. We shot a lot of things outdoors. We rehearsed outdoors. We started rehearsing in July. It was 95 degrees wearing masks. We've shot in the rain. Rapid tests. So our dancers have just been like getting swabs up their noses this whole time and waiting in long lines, hours and hours to get this every single time we shoot. So it's been quite a feat in like perseverance and dedication from everybody involved. We have 54 artists involved this year.
What's the timeline at this point for releasing the film?
Our plan right now is to release early summer. In different private screenings. So if we need to have a drive-in movie, we'll have a drive-in movie, maybe do it at Miller Park. We want our community to see it first. We're not going to release it online immediately. It will go through first screenings within our community. We want to offer it to our audience, also to our funders, and of course the artists and their families. A lot of their families are in the film or involved in the film in some way. So we want them to see it in person, and we want to do that safely, and we want to do that first. It will be released within our community. We'll have events around that if it's safe to do so. And then if not, we'll adjust. Maybe we'll do watch parties on Zoom. You know, we kind of have just to stay flexible and see what happens. But we feel pretty good that it will be ready to be viewed by the early summer within our community. And then it will go through the film festival circuit.
And where can people go online to keep up on the film and everything at the Pop-Up Project?
They can follow us on Instagram. We are the Pop-Up Project, or Facebook, again, the Pop-Up Project, or our website is thepopupproject.org. We will be announcing there as well.
All right. Maddie, Jules, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.